Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football as they head to Albuquerque for their regular season finale to take on New Mexico Saturday afternoon. We're here with junior wide receiver Austin Conway on the program. What's happening, Austin? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You also had to be doing pretty good coming off your third straight win and playing meaningful games in November. You've played a lot of meaningful games in November the last few years. What is that like? We always hear that, but what is that like for you out on the field to be playing games this important?
No, I think it makes your excitement level go up. It definitely increases the intensity of the game. Makes it a lot more fun because when you're playing a game that's super competitive like that, you're a lot more focused. You do a lot more things, and then you know, you're probably on more edge to do something more spectacular than you would do in a regular game.
When was the last time you didn't play a meaningful game in this month? Because you know, you go back, you got the games you played this year, the last 2 years. I mean, when was the last time you probably played meaningful games in high school, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, I can't even remember the last time I played a meaningless game in November. I mean, maybe Little League, you know, Pop Warner football, but even then, I don't think those games lasted till November, so I couldn't even tell you.
Okay, so I was listening to post-game, and tell me about running the wrong route on the game-winning score.
Oh, man, I got in trouble for it, I'll tell you that.
You got in trouble despite making a game-winning and impressive catch.
Well, I just remember one of the coaches that came up to me and he said, "You should have heard Coach Vegan on the headset." He was like, "No, he's running the wrong route. And then as soon as I scored, he's like, "Okay, touchdown!" And they're like, "Well, good thing I didn't drop the ball because I know that would have been my butt in film." But it was just something that had to happen. It was just instinct. I realized that the other team was playing man to man and the middle of the field was open. And I got Tyler's attention. Once I threw my hand up, I think Tyler noticed that the same thing, that the middle of the field was open, and he put the ball right on the money. Couldn't have thrown a more perfect pass.
What route were you supposed to run?
I was just supposed to sit 10 yards over the ball, and, you know, that didn't happen, obviously.
But, okay, I mean, you said you had that eye contact with Tyler. Is that something, and I don't want to put this, you know, hindsight and all that kind of stuff, is that something that, let's say, if Sean was the quarterback, would you have had that same type of deal if you were in that similar situation? Or did you, you know, working more with Tyler, did you have that comfortable feel with him?
You know, I think just being with Tyler definitely, because I've done that with Tyler a couple of times before in practice, but I think any quarterback would have seen that opportunity and taking it, because it's a play to win the game, and any quarterback wants to make that throw. They want to see a guy who is, me being a quarterback, because I've done the same thing with guys in high school, where you want to see a guy make a play. So if you see a guy and has an opportunity to make a play, you put the ball on the money and you throw it, because at that point you have nothing to lose. You either win the football game or you lose the football game, so you're trying to be as aggressive as possible.
Speaking of that whole ordeal, you mentioned in post game, it's a next man up mentality, and that's kind of what you have to take. But when the guy that's taken you to, you know, some new heights, maybe offensively with what Sean has been able to do the last few weeks, he gets hurt on the first possession. Nico gets hurt on the first possession. I mean, what's the thought going on? I mean, football injuries happen, but what's going on the sideline right after that?
I mean, we knew guys were going to be ready. I mean, mm-hmm. I think guys forget that Tyler did start the first.
Yeah.
You know, the first couple of games for us, and he's more than capable of winning football games. You know, it just happens to be that we tried something different and we ended up finding some success with that. But it's not like Tyler and X and Biggs and whoever's mm-hmm. up can't come in and get the job done, because I remember last time Tyler took us on a drive and we won a football game. X was our running back, Tyler was our quarterback, and it was the same deal. We had those guys step up and make tremendous plays.
Austin Conway joining us here on the program. What did you think of Tyler's performance and everybody who came in to fill the void that Sean and Nico left out there? I mean, that's as good as it gets, right? Coming in cold like that on a cold day, that's as good as it gets, right?
Yeah, I don't think those guys received enough credit, because uh-huh. I don't even realize that people understand what they truly did. For you to come into a football game and not be a starter, but to come in and have an impact on the game and actually be a key component to a win, I mean, as a starter, that would be huge. But as a non-starter, I think that's even more of a big thing. Those guys did a phenomenal job being mentally ready. And that just goes to show that sports is definitely, you know, your time to shine. If you're ready, you should always be ready. You know, take practices, take anything you do seriously, because you never know when your opportunity is going to be called, and when it is, you have to be prepared.
Austin, I think it also speaks to kind of high character guys that Coach Bowl and the staff recruits, including yourself, that, you know, Tyler, in this day and age, when players transfer because they're not getting enough playing or whatever, Tyler, you know, decided to stick it out and fight through it, and, you know, he took the right approach. I mean, what does it say about the type of guys that Bolt, Coach Bowl and the staff brings in, too?
You know, it brings in great people who are very unselfish, who are more committed to the team than they are their personal agendas. And when you have guys like that, that's when you win football games. Because you see a lot of teams who have guys who are selfish, who only care about theirs, and that's how it's going to be. They're going to go out there and get their own. And that's usually when your teams tend to fall short. And I don't think we have a guy like that in our locker room at all. And if we ever did, I'm pretty sure they're not here anymore, because they just can't stick around and have that mentality. Because, you know, we've established that grit. We've established that slogan where we have to be cowboy tough. We have to be cowboy tough. And I don't think there's a guy in our locker room who isn't cowboy tough. And with that being said, that just goes to show you Coach Bowles is either doing a great job judging character, which he is, but he's also doing a great job of getting our guys mentally tough and getting our guys mentally ready. And it's the culture of the team. You know, once that's established and guys are bought in, you see what happens when we can do phenomenal things.
2 years ago, you guys got worked at New Mexico, and it, you know, happened to be on the heels of knowing you were going to play in the Mountain West Championship game. Little different scenario here. You guys need to win to become bowl eligible. Needless to say, motivation will be on hand there. What is it going to take for you guys to do your job offensively against the Lobos? What are they all about?
You know, we actually watch our first segments of film on Monday. But we've actually seen a couple of things from them, because they obviously played Air Force before. And we just have to go out and do our job. Our coaches are going to do a good job of putting ourselves in a position to win the football game. We understand the severity of this game. Like, it's a must-win. It's a must-win playoff game, and I think that's going to keep guys a lot more focused. And especially coming into the game, knowing that, we're going to be prepared and mentally ready, I believe.
Thanks, Austin. We'll see you Saturday in Albuquerque. Thanks so much for the time.
Of course, thank you. You have a good one.